Good evening. Jumped the gun there. Good evening, everyone. This is Jason Ophir, and welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. We are back to talk about the world of the paranormal, and here, as always, here with the beautiful and talented Sherry Pang. Sherry, how's it going?
Pretty good, Jason. How you doing?
Not too bad. There's like been some weird stuff going on with the Blog Talk studio. It's really strange, and it's been the last few weeks. That's why it's confusing me. It's like telling me, it's saying it's waiting for the host, but I'm here, and it's delaying the start of the show. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it, but maybe it's because it has something to do with the subject we're going to be talking about this evening. Who knows?
I know. Isn't it crazy? Oh, my gosh. It's like, you know, it seems like every time we talk about the paranormal, it seems to, you know, things get kind of wonky. Sometimes there's not a connection or, you know, it's just kind of weird noises or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe the paranormal is leaching into my technology here. But hopefully there won't be any significant issues. How has your week been? Anything exciting going on?
Pretty good. I just had just got done with a show. I'm exhausted and just said, you know, I love what I do again. And I love reading and, you know, reading, doing the psychic and the mediumship and doing the Chinese medicine. So, you know, integrating all three of them, I love what I do. And it's just been really busy. And it's just nice to have a one day rest, and I'm back to work tomorrow, or back to the grind, or back to doing what I love doing. So, yeah, it's all good. It's just nice to be home and just, you know, connect with, you know, with the trees and everything else. So how about you, Jason? How you been?
Not too bad. There's really not much going on. It seems like every day is just kind of Groundhog Day, you know. It's all the same, but I guess that's good that there's nothing super negative going on. It's just living life day by day. It hasn't been bad. I haven't really been poking my head into the paranormal too much, but I did come across a story. It's not paranormal, and I was curious whether or not you had heard about this big solar storm that's either blasting us now or is about to. Apparently a large burst from the sun is hitting us or will very shortly. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a massive solar flare, or what do they call it, a coronal mass ejection, where it sends superheated plasma, and our Earth protects us from it a lot with the, you know, with the magnetic fields around the Earth and stuff. But apparently, and I wasn't aware of this because I was reading the article a little bit, we know that it affects the, you know, electronics and satellites and can disrupt communications, and I don't think it's going to be strong enough to cause too much havoc in that way with us. But what they're saying is that it can actually affect our moods, cause anxiety and various things like that, which I thought was interesting, which I guess maybe that makes sense. You know, these cosmic rays kind of affect our own personal magnetic fields. So if anybody's feeling a little weird, it could just be the sun.
Well, you know, what happens, and I was just, when you were saying something about having, you know, losing any type of, you know, electricity or any type of, you know, mode of contact, I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder how people can, you know, are they going to, there's people that use their lifeline is through the computer and you know, electricity and things like that. I wonder what's going to happen if that ever happens.
Yeah, I don't. It's happened in the past before. I don't remember what year it was, but I remember reading about it one time, and I can't remember where it exactly hit, but it hit a large portion of the planet and damaged a lot of the electrical infrastructure of, I can't remember, I want to say it was in the early 1900s, something like that, where it really caused a lot of damage. So it's going to happen. One of these days, we're going to get completely blasted, and it's going to knock out the power. And I've read other articles saying that our infrastructure, particularly our power grid, has not been updated. And so if we get blasted by one of these CMEs from the sun, it's going to cause major issues.
Yes, definitely.
We're talking apocalyptic issues, riots in the streets, cats and dogs living together. It's going to be pandemonium.
It is definitely. It's going to be crazy, and I, you know, just hope that everybody pulls together instead, just go AWOC and go crazy and everything. I hope, Yeah, it may be really kind of bad, but hopefully we won't have to go through it.
Yeah. So now you got us a great return guest this evening, and I'm really excited to get Bill Bean back on the show. It's been a little while.
Yes, Bill is very sought after. He travels all over the world. The guy is just amazing when it comes to helping people and just, you know, spreading the word, not only by his faith, but also how he can help others, you know, with whether it's exorcisms or, you know, just helping them with their lives. And tonight I think we're going to talk about his new documentary and perhaps his book. So we're going to put Bill on. I like to have him on the floor as much as possible for the next, hour, just about hour. So we're going to put him on.
Yeah, so we have two numbers in queue, and I think this is Bill's number. We'll see.
Okay.
Bill, is that you?
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's
great
to be back on with you again. Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, you're always a pleasure to have back. You are just a wonderful soul, and just really, I think that you really help so many different people. And being live on air now, right now, this moment, you're hopefully going to be impacting a lot of people too that are listening.
Well, I thank you so much, Sherry. And yeah, I praise God for everything, and it's just the calling that He's put on me. You know, it is. This is my life, and this is how my life is on a daily basis. And so, I'm very grateful and very thankful to God for it. And it's just amazing. It's the greatest feeling in the world to know that God's actually working through me to really have a positive effect on someone's life. There's no feeling like it. So, there's nothing else that I'd rather be doing. That's for sure.
Yes, and what's really nice, Bill, is that you do this like I do. You dedicate yourself, on a full-time basis, or you're available on a full-time basis to help people. You're not just like with these, weekend warriors where you're just here and there and everything else. You're actually there when needed, and that's just amazing. That's when you really are true to the gift and you are there to be of service.
And, again, I'm very thankful for it. Even in preparation for this show, I was answering messages right up until the time, people in need of my assistance. So it never stops. And I really liken it to being like a doctor, it's really almost a 24/7 type of thing. And, oftentimes I don't get to bed before 4, sometimes 5 a.m., and there are people sending me messages right up until that time. So it's amazing that there are so many people from around the world that are in need of help. And I'm just thankful to be a person that God works through to provide some help and assistance for some of these people.
So let's talk about Bill. Oh, is this somebody else on queue? Jason, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, they hung up. No, they hung up. You're good.
Okay. So anyway, let's talk about, I went into your site, and I'm just curious. You sent me the trailer with the Katie thing. Let's talk about that. What is that? Can you kind of briefly let our listeners know what you're doing about that?
Yeah, and this is really a first for me because, and it wouldn't have happened without the consent of my client, Katie, because normally when I go to someone's home, or I've even gone into businesses and, I've dealt with people from all walks of life. But that's usually a private thing. And I never ask anybody, if that can be documented or, taped or whatever, videoed, whatever. I just don't do that. It's a private thing. And for the most part, people who are under this sort of attack, especially when it comes into when they're suffering great amounts of trauma, they don't want to have their story publicized. They're very private and very guarded about that. However, in this case, and my hat's off to Katie for this, that she wanted this documented because she has had a lifetime of abuse and some bad choices, and we've all made bad choices in life, that's for sure. And she really is at a point in her life now to where she is definitely ready for a change. So she wanted to document this, and she feels that she's being called by God to help other people. And so with this being documented, and I certainly pray that that's the case, and I pray that God will work through in a great way to help people. So this is what she requested. And my good friend Derek Stroman, who's local here in the Baltimore area, came out and put this together. And he has a production company called Stroman Entertainment. And so he put this together, and I think he did a fantastic job. And he released this trailer over the last week or so. And that's all I've seen from it. You know, I'm interested to see. And he's still working on it, and I'm interested to see the full product and the finished product. But just that little trailer that he put out was very, very interesting, to say the least. So I'm very happy for Katie, and this is not a 1-2-3 process with her. Some people, God can work through me, and they're delivered, and then they just move forward and never have another problem again. And other people, like Katie, it's a work in progress, because some people, when they are, and this is really a mindset, so when God is working through me to perform these deliverances, it's not just the spiritual, you know, it goes into the mental as well. So we have to change our mindset. And that's easier said than done, because when people have suffered repeated abuses for a lengthy amount of time, then that becomes normal to them. That becomes, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about here, because this also took place with my family and I as well for many years. So you take these things in stride, and you just really come to accept them as a way of life. And that's where she is now. So she's really doing great, but she's still working on the mental aspect of having that mindset change to where she totally steps out of that fear. And once she totally steps out of the fear-based, trauma-based way of thinking, then she will have full victory, and she will truly be transformed in mind and spirit, and she can move forward in a great way. So she's well on her way now, and I praise God for that, and I'm very proud of her, and I think she's going to continue to make progress.
So what is this a case of haunting, possession? Can you tell us what's the problem?
Yeah, and it was an oppression, a demonic oppression, which will come in from, again, years of torment and abuse and even bad choices as well. These demonic forces, they deal in legalities, so they just wait for an opening for something, and then they just kick the door right in and come in. And that's, you know, that certainly would happen with her. And it wasn't a full possession, you know, but a demonic oppression can lead to a full possession, because, again, the MO, divide and conquer, deal and bully tactics, get the victim or victims in a state of fear and trauma to the degree of the person feeling like they are just overwhelmed, like they want to give up or commit suicide or do things that are just way out of character. It's all tactics to wear the person down to the point to where they give up their free will. And once that happens, then a full demonic possession could take place. So she definitely was under a demonic oppression for a long period of time. And so, again, when a person is under something like that, and yes, she was experiencing paranormal, supernatural occurrences. And that's all part of keeping a person in fear. So that's what these tactics are. So when people are in that fear-based, trauma-based way of thinking and operating and living, these demonic forces will, because they feed off of the fear and all the negative emotions associated with that. So this is how they increase and become strengthened and intensify in a person's life through these types of things. So that's why it is absolutely necessary for the person to have this type of mindset change. And I call it warrior mode. So, you know, I am not perfect, but I'll tell you this. I try my best to do my best and be the best that I can be each and every day of my life, because I have to be somebody for somebody every day. Still not perfect, but I do thank God and praise God for blessing me with a wonderful life. I wouldn't trade places with anybody. I'm very thankful for my life. And so it is a mindset. So once we get into that, what I call warrior mode, which is faith, strength, and courage, we eliminate the fear. Once we eliminate the fear, then we're kicking the devil and his minions right out of our life, because they don't have anything to feed on after that. Once the fear is gone, the smorgasbord is closed down, and then they go on to somebody else. So it is essential for people to have this type of mindset change when a deliverance is taking place. Because for me, God is first in my life, so I'm totally committed to God. Therefore, I'm committed to excellence. If I am committed to excellence, that means I refuse to lose. And why is this? Because I know that God is with me and for me. And if God's with me and for me, who can stand against me? Nobody. So that is my mindset, this warrior mode mindset. And so this is something that I can't twist anybody's arm to, you know, adapt to and take this type of persona on. But I certainly do make the suggestions, and through my new book, The Connection, I lay it out in steps. I mean, there are 10 steps in there. There are there's instruction there on powerful prayers to say every day and every night. So I'm super happy about that book, and I'm super thankful to God for really putting it on my spirit to write the book. As you stated earlier in the interview here in the show, that I'm very busy, and I'm always very busy, and I travel all the time. But yet I had this little window between mid-January and mid-February, and I took that opportunity, the time that God provided me through that little window, to write that book. And that's exactly what I did. And already I've gotten so many amazing reviews from people that have read the book. It's really resonating with people in their spirit. And I praise God for it, because I feel that it is a book of hope. It is a book of empowerment. And so far, based on the feedback that I'm getting, it's doing just that for people.
So, Bill, what do you suggest to our listeners? What kind of steps that you know of in your experience, how you could, you know, not only with our faith, my way of prayer is to God and to my ancestors and to my guardian that watches over me. This is just my personal belief and how I conduct things. But how would you say that people in general are become oppressed? Is it the type of people, not only is it a lack of faith, is it the type of people you hang out with is not having protection? What are the things that exposes people to attachments and maybe possible oppression and possession?
Yeah, and for me, again, I can't twist anybody's arm to believe the way that I believe, but God has transformed my life in such a way that it's miraculous. And if God would do such a thing for me, then he'll do it for anybody. So as a spiritual warrior and a messenger for God, I put this information out there. And so for me, I keep God first in all things. And that's what I suggest to people. And these are not words. These are words that have to be put into action. So in the book of James, we read that where James is saying that, you know, people could go all day long and proclaim faith and all these things, but if you are not applying the works to the faith, well, then it's dead. So we have to have the faith and the works to go with that. Doesn't mean we have to go running around beating people over the head with the Bible and reciting scriptures and all these things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having real faith and a real connection with God. And so that is the most important thing. So if a person is doing that, then other things that can bring in, so you're right about what you said there, a lack of faith or lack of connection with God. That's the main thing. that could expose a person, you know, to these types of things. We as human beings, we operate on frequency and vibration. So when we're on high, which is high frequency, high vibration, life is good. We're moving forward. Things are positive. But when we're on low, and I've been there, life is a challenge, to say the least, and there's always a problem, there's always a situation, there's always a drama, and never an answer. And that is low frequency, low vibration, and that is right where the devil and his demons are. So if we are to make God first, then all of a sudden our frequency raises to high. So that is the most important thing right there. Secondly, if people are doing things that they know are wrong, we all have a moral compass, and, you know, we all have free will to be able to do good and great things, or we can do bad and wicked things as well, by choice. And when a person chooses to do wrong and wicked types of things, well, then the enemy will be there. The devil will be there, and he will aid and abet. And so he will amplify and magnify whatever those choices are. And a lot of some of the clients that I've helped, you know, they've been in situations to where they may have played with the Ouija board, or they may have participated in some type of seance and summoning and things of that nature, or trying to communicate, you know, in somehow, some way. And so these types of things are very, very dangerous, because the devil operates in legalities. So if he feels that he has a legal right to be there, then he will take that to God and say that I can be there in this person's life because of this, 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 and this, and God will allow it because of our free will. So this is where a person must be very, very careful of certain choices. And this is, again, in the Bible and scriptures, we're told to guard our minds because of these very things, because of these types of choices, because when a person knowingly or unknowingly makes a choice like that, the consequences can be really severe and could certainly put that person in jeopardy of having some type of attachment, which could lead to demonic oppression, which ultimately could lead to demonic possession.
Wow.
So how is somebody distinguished just having a run of bad luck or depression or just having a really rough time with, how does somebody distinguish between having some sort of demonic oppression or some mental illness or just having a run of bad luck?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things go hand in hand. They really do. And for me, it comes right back to the low frequency and low vibration again. And for instance, a lot of clients that I have helped and that I deal with have suffered child molestation or some type of rape or something, you know, some type of violent, traumatic, wicked, heinous act that had taken place. And that opens the doorway. So not only are the demons in and on the perpetrator, but then they stay on to the victim after the wicked, heinous act has taken place. And why? Because of the fear. So when a person is in that state and of that level of fear and trauma, secretions come out of the pineal gland and the adrenal glands, and these demons are all over it like candy. And so they are drawn to it, and they will stay until someone like me comes along, God working through me, and make no mistake, this is not my power. This is a calling from God, and this is God's power that's working through me to get rid of this garbage out of someone's life. But, you know, I've seen this over and over again with people that have, you know, suffered something in their childhood, and then they carry that with them. And their whole life is just like you said, you know, just a rash of bad things happening, and it's like the person feels like they've got a black cloud over their head, and it's just one thing after the other. And I would say to that person, seek somebody out. If it's not me, seek someone out like me that could come and, or even have a phone. You know, I've helped a lot of people via phone and Skype as well, all over the world. And so seek someone out and get help and get that garbage broken off, because most of us don't realize that we are engaged in spiritual warfare on a daily basis, every single person. Most people don't realize it. And so, like you said about a person having this, you know, string of bad things or whatever, they very well could be fighting against demonic forces and not even know it, and they're scratching their head saying, you know, what is going on here? Why is this happening? And the matter is spiritual the whole time, and it really needs to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. It seems like mental illness is rampant out there. It seems like everybody's taken some sort of SSRI to deal with depression or anxiety. Do you think that has to do with just simply just normal mental illness, or do you think that demonic forces are out there in mass causing more and more issues for people nowadays? It seems like there's a lot of negativity in the world, which I imagine would feed these demonic forces, you know, with the wars, everything is bad, you know, all the terrible things happening out there.
You're absolutely correct. And so this is all for a reason, and this is all going hand in hand. And furthermore, when we really think about this, and I read a recent article that I'm really in a lot of agreement with, that, you know, I study a lot of different things. I have been a witness to a lot of different things. I've had just about every type of paranormal, supernatural experience you could think of in my lifetime. And, you know, I was recently reading an article about this doctor that thinks that the chemtrails are up there to make people sick, so they continue to rely on the pharmaceutical companies with all these different meds and all this stuff. And it makes sense to me, I'll tell you, because there are so many people that are on all of these different types of medications. It's just mind-boggling. And, you know, we see these I watch very little TV, hardly any TV, but when I do, I see commercial after commercial with this, take this drug, take that drug, and then they list all the side effects with it. And, you know, if it's a depression medication, you know, some of these commercials are saying, side effects, thoughts of suicide and all this, and I'm thinking, wow, yeah, you just keep taking all that right up, and it's just absolutely mind-boggling. So this is the way to control society, is to keep everybody medicated and dumbed down.
Isn't that the truth? I think Jason and I and you, we can go on and on about that. I mean, it seems like, you know, from the food we eat, I think I said this on air, is that the food we eat to the to the water we drink and you know, just the air we breathe, we're just constantly bombarded with insecticide, pesticides, herbicides, and we're being poisoned.
This, you know, and again, for me, I pray over every single thing that I take into my body. I don't care if it's a drink of water. I don't care if it's a stick of gum, whatever it is. I pray over that and ask God to bless that to my body before I take it in, because we live in this polluted world, and this is part of an agenda. Believe me, this is an all-out assault on humanity from these demonic forces, and this is part of God allowing this to happen for this short time, because a great and terrible day is going to follow. And I do believe that we're going to see it, and it is going to be sooner than later. So this is sort of like the enemy's last gasp to try and control and take as many people with him as he can before this great and terrible day comes. And so the whole world truly is polluted in one way or another. And so, again, this is why it is so important for people to take a step back outside of their daily routine and really understand, or try to understand what I'm saying here. Now is the time for people to make their strong connection with God, because I really, and I've prayed about this, and look, I don't make false prophecies. You have these people coming out saying, oh, the world's going to end on this date and that. These people are false prophets. And I wouldn't ever make a statement or a proclamation about such a thing. And that said, you know, I've prayed many times to God asking him to reveal things to me, and he has. And I do believe through my prayer that God has revealed to me that we are in a time like no other, and truly a great and terrible day is coming. I don't think the world is ever going to end, because I think the world is just like this wheel that keeps going on and on and on, but I do believe that a great purging is coming, And so a purging and cleansing of this planet is coming. And I do believe that our God is going to bring this upon us. And this is not fear porn. I'm not trying to scare people, but what I am saying, and I pray that people will receive what I'm saying here, is it is now time to really develop a connection and a relationship with God and allow God to guide your life and just be committed to God. Therefore, you will be committed to excellence and try and do the best that you can do and be the best that you can be for God, for yourself, and for others.
I totally agree with you. I'm not really into the biblical thing, but I think we're towards the end of times too. And, you know, it's happened in the past with the dinosaurs, and there are Egyptian cities that are under the ocean, and the earth has to have a way to cleanse itself. And I'm totally with you on that. I believe that we're kind of wrapping down in this act in this big play, and bad things are going to happen. A lot of people are going to die.
And it's so sad because, again, if you really, and I've taken the time to research this, I have spent years in prayer and in research because I have to pray for spiritual discernment. What is true, what is not, because there's a lot of false information out there. But I do believe that God has led me to a lot of truth through these studies over the years and life experiences as well. And some of the things that we are now seeing in our country and around the world as well. But I saw a video the other day that just enraged me. I can't, because I was a victim and my family, you know, was victimized and destroyed by these demonic forces. And I nearly was as well. So I was a victim for many, many years. Now I'm a big, strong guy and I'm a victor. And God works through me in a great way to help others become victorious. And so it just enrages me to see someone victimized. And there was a video from, I think it was from Chicago the other day, and this man is walking down the street, not bothering anybody, African-American male, and he's walking down the street, and I believe two or three other, these other guys were there, so he walks by them, and they start assaulting him. They just start punching him for no reason. They don't know this man. This man didn't say a word to them, didn't do anything. And they just all start hitting him and beating him up and all that. It just, I wish I would have been there. That's all I can say. And it just enrages me. And this type of behavior are really conditioned now in their minds to not only accept this as normal, but they fear even getting involved because, you know, they don't want the backlash on them from the thugs that, you know, might occur. But this is another thing that I'm urging people to do. Communities really have to start coming together. Even if you form some type of community watch or whatever it may be, communities really have to start coming together all over our country because we should not accept and tolerate this type of behavior when innocent people are just walking down the street and all of a sudden they're violently assaulted like this. It's unacceptable. It's not humane at all.
And that's for animals.
Oh. And you
yeah,
know,
we're
we
seeing
see
more
this.
Of that.
Yeah, exactly right. We see this, you know, all over the place. And even in my travels around the country, different places that I've been, you know, you're in these neighborhoods where they have bars on the windows. And, you know, here in the Baltimore area, it's very bad. The D.C. area, very bad. And places like Detroit, Chicago, and St. Louis and other places, it's really, really sad to see this. But when you're, you know, in neighborhoods like that and you're seeing the bars on the windows and all this kind of stuff and just the urban decay, sad, it is tragic. And really, if I were, you know, the guy in charge, in power in some way to where I could call shots on how we do things, I mean, I think at this point it is time for a sweep. I mean, a comprehensive plan that would involve SWAT teams and special forces and National Guard units to go in and sweep out these cities and neighborhoods and get rid of all these people that are doing all of these wicked and heinous things and these crimes. And then once you've gotten those types, that element out of the cities and the communities, then you can start to rebuild. But this is, you know, it's easier said than done, because what's happened now is we have so many people that are addicted to drugs that it is just, it's like trying to put a forest fire out with a garden hose. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I agree. What do you think, Jason?
I hope there's a day where people act and behave more from a position of kindness. And it's something that I try and improve myself on a daily basis. And for example, just last night I was, you know, and I'm kind of broke. I don't have a lot of money, but I was at this grocery store. It's kind of a grocery store for rich people. Everything's ridiculously expensive. But anyways, so I went in there to get something to eat. And, you know, somebody asked me for a sandwich and Coke. I went in and got a sandwich and Coke. I don't think anybody should go hungry. I think it's ridiculous we spend money on, you know, whatever, the military or domestic surveillance, when there's people out there that just want something to eat.
Let's put it this way. There are monies available, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. There are monies available that could really go such a long way in helping people. And so my plan on that would be to, and it's Christ-like to do these things for people. That's a wonderful quality. So praise God, and God bless you for doing that. But there has to be comprehensive plans put in place for things of that nature too, because the homeless could be put into programs to try and help them mentally, spiritually, and physically, to help them to deal with the issues, cause them to be homeless in the first place. And I understand if there's, you know, mental issues in some of these things, then they would have to deal with it medically and spiritually. But if you have some of these people that are just poor unfortunates, and I know of many military people that have come back from, you know, the wars, and they find themselves in an unfortunate circumstance, and then they become homeless. I mean, this is just, it's unacceptable. I believe that there are monies that could be allocated to form programs to where you could help these people, to help them to rebuild their lives and get them back into society and make them productive again, help them to get housing, help them to get jobs, and help them to get back on their feet again to where they can become good and productive citizens. There are, I'm certain, many people out there that are homeless that just need some type of intervention in that way, them to just get out from under and start their life over again. So I pray that, and it's in God's hands, God's will be done, but I certainly pray that there could be at some point some type of program that would be instituted along those lines just to help people to get back on their feet again.
Yeah, because it's absolutely rampant. And it kind of sounds, my take on what you're saying is these demonic energies, forces, they're behind the scenes, they're feeding off of this, and are they also helping people make poor decisions? Is it kind of like the, you know, the devil on the shoulder saying you should do this versus this kind of thing?
It's absolutely that way. And now look, we have free will, so we're free to make our choices. But I'll guarantee you this, the devil aids and abets in those types of choices. So if a bad choice is made, then suddenly the devil and his demons will be right there to amplify and magnify that. So, for instance, you know, if we're truly connected with God, we're making God first, and our life is blessed, and we have, you know, a wonderful life and happy and positive, the blessings will amplify and magnify because we have everything in order, and God is at the beginning of that order. So if we're keeping him first, and again, I'm not going to say that our life becomes perfect. We all have a set of issues and challenges in life. That's life. But in my life, if a situation or an issue arises, I'm not in fear. I have blessed assurance in knowing that God is with me and for me. So whatever the situation is, God will make a way. God makes the impossible possible. But when a person's on the other end of that spectrum and they do not have that kind of connection with God, and they may have made some really bad choices, then they're in trouble. Devil is going to be right there, and he's going to assign demons to that person, and they are going to do everything possible to destroy that person, to either get that person to commit suicide or kill other people before they commit suicide. I mean, that's how serious this is. This is a part of an end game, because the devil hates human beings, and so he will do anything to dispatch his demons out there to destroy human beings.
And I had a friend wanted me to ask you a question. Now,
sure.
Can demons at all manifest physically, or is it always just like a non-human spirit thing? Can they ever come into this world as a physical entity?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have encountered them since childhood. And I had many times in my cases with clients over the last several years, I have encountered them. I'm thinking of one time in particular right now. It took place in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, several years ago. And I had performed a deliverance, and the victim was fully possessed. And after these exorcism deliverances take place, then I have to go through the entire home to make sure that there are no demons hiding. You know, I call on God, Yahweh is his name, and I call on Yahweh to send his giant warrior angels, custody any demons that might be in on or around the property or in on or around the home or family or pets or whatever it may be. After the exorcism deliverance takes place, I still go through the entire home, everywhere, closets, basements, garage, attic, everything, just to make sure that everything is gone. And so several years ago in Gettysburg, I was doing just that after the exorcism deliverance had taken place. And I had gone through most of the house. It was a very large house, and I was in the top part of the house, which was like an attic area, but it was a large space that was going to be turned into a master bedroom. And at one point, there was a window on the right, and I would say probably 4 or 5 feet away from that window, it was like a duct shaft, you know, like the ventilation shaft right there. And I had come upon that area, and I was alerted to the presence of a non-human being there. And it was standing, and this was dark, you know, it was a dark area, and it was standing right in between that window and that ventilation shaft. And I'd probably say it was 7 feet tall, and it was all black, and it had red eyes. And so I had the Bible in my left hand. I had a combination that I have, a mixture of holy water, holy oil, and holy salt in my right hand, and I had that in a container. And so I was probably 6 feet away from it. I saw it clearly. And I took power and authority over it. I said, by the mighty power of Yahweh and his mighty and holy name, in Jesus' name, I bind you, foul demon, and I cast you out and command you to depart. And I threw the three splashes of the holy mixture, and that thing let out a screech like I've never heard in my life before or since. And it was so loud that it rattled the windows in the home, and then it departed.
That sounds absolutely terrifying.
Bill, have you ever been attacked by one?
Have I ever been attacked? Well, as a child, I was attacked many times. And so that's why I say I was a victim to these things. And this is why I take it so personally when I see people victimized. It enrages me. Many years as a victim suffering physical attacks from these demonic forces. My mother suffered far greater physical attack. It started out being physically attacked by my dad, but then she, after he left us in 1975, she came under regular physical attack from these demonic forces up until the time of her tragic death at the age of 44 from a cerebral hemorrhage. So Yes, I know what it's like to be a victim. And so this is why God called me, though. It was necessary, you know, looking back on it now, it was necessary for me to experience all of those things in order to be where I'm at right now and helping other people. I could be the greatest scholar in the world, but if I've never had the experience, well, then there's no connection. I can't have a connection with people because I wouldn't know what the experience was like. So having suffered in the way that I have, I can make an instant connection with these people because they know that I've been there.
I couldn't imagine having to see stuff like that. I mean, if you're 6 feet away, it's not like, you know, it's just a shadow or your imagination. I mean, that's almost arm's length, you know. That's,
and there were a lot
incredible.
Of people with me that let's see, there were probably 4 or 5 people with me there that witnessed this as well. So, yeah, it was amazing. I'll never forget it. And, I mean, that's just one of many. We could go on for hours and hours. I could tell you story after story about some of these things. I recall another time of binding and casting the garbage out, and two of these black things, it was in a basement, and two of these black things came together like two basketballs, and they floated right through the basement area and went right through the back door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I could go on and on and on, but these are just some of the things that, and it required, and let me say this as well. I couldn't do any of this stuff without the power of God. This is God's power that works through me. So I feel that in what I'm doing has to be a calling from God. I don't think just anybody can suddenly decide that they're going to try this, and they better make sure that it's a calling from God, because I did get, you know, messages from people all the time saying, oh, what you do is so cool. I want to do it. I want to try it. And I said, no, you don't. This, if God is calling you to do something, wonderful, that's great. But if you are going to do something by your own accord like this, you're in trouble, and you're going to be in trouble because this is something that God has to call you to.
That's it's incredible. I mean, I can only imagine the stories and the stuff that you've seen over the years. That's
yeah. I say in the book, The Connection, that, you know, I go into places that a lot of people run out of, and this is by the power of God. I've been into places that I can't even describe to you on the show talking. You know, I couldn't say some of these things in public. It's so bad. I have been in physical altercations with people in some really bad places like the Bronx, New York, and Baltimore City, West Baltimore, and areas to where, you know, you have to worry, is your vehicle going to be on blocks when you come out? I mean, it's just some of the worst neighborhoods that you can imagine. I have been there, so not only had to deal with things in a spiritual way, but also had physical confrontations. And so, I mean, this is very dangerous work.
I know what that's like. I had to do surveillance. I had to do surveillance in the Bronx and Oakland, and I know the feeling of sitting in the car wondering if you're going to be on the news.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really, again, it goes right back to what I said earlier, that when you see some of these places, it's just so sad because this is urban decay in the highest order, and something's going to be done one way or the other. I'll guarantee you, whether we're going to do something as a nation or God himself is just going to say enough, and he's going to do so. Something is on the horizon. I don't doubt it for one second. So again, I urge people, not because I'm trying to sell a book. I've given, you know, this is the fourth book that I've written, and I've given hundreds of copies away to people over the years. And even with this book, before it even came out, I sent the PDF out to probably 200 or more people to read. And if somebody doesn't have money, I will give them a book. This is important. This is something that God has put on my spirit to write. So it's very important that I share it with people so they understand this. And so I'm urging people to get a copy of this book. If you can't afford it, then send me an email and I'll send you a free PDF, whatever the case may be. This is important, and you need to know the steps to take in the way that you can make your connection with God strong. And there are very powerful prayers in there that I say every day and will continue to do so for the rest of my life. I declare victory in each and every day of my life. I say 7 affirmations that are very, very powerful. And again, this is all about activating the power of God over your life. And then I say a spiritual warfare prayer before I go to bed every morning. I don't care, you know, I don't care how late it is. Some mornings I don't get to bed before 5 a.m. And no matter how tired I am, I say those prayers and will continue to do so for the rest of my life. So this is all about being dedicated to God, being really in that warrior mode and never letting up for 1 second, no matter how you feel, no matter what the situation is. If you remain in that kind of faith, strength, and courage, I can guarantee you that your life is going to change for the better, and I praise God for it.
And I know so many people out there suffer from depression. I know it's really, really hard to kind of change that mindset. People tend to get in a rut, and it's they almost become comfortable with the depression or poor me,
absolutely
woes me.
Right.
And so I know, you know, because I get bummed out from time to time, and it's so much easier just to sit there and say, you know, and pity yourself versus to rise above it and be a warrior and, you know, and do all that.
And some of those people don't realize that they are, the enemy is working through them. So when they're in that depressed state, they're on low frequency, low vibration. The devil's right there. He's feeding off of everything. His demons are right there feeding off of all it. So a person, when they're in that type of state, can become what I call an energy vampire, to where when they're telling everybody the bad news every day, they're sucking the life. The devil and his demons are working through that person to suck the life force and the energy out of those that are being given this bad news every day. So it becomes this vicious cycle of negativity, and before you know it, the people that are being given and fed this bad news every day are coming under attack and depression themselves.
I can totally see that. Well, it looks, I'm looking at the clock. We got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure to give you an opportunity. Now, where can people go to get your books, or how can they go about contacting you if they feel that need your help
Sure.
or more information?
And I want to thank you guys again for having me on. I really enjoyed it. Look forward to the next time. You guys are top-notch, and really look forward to it again. And thank everybody out there for listening and being in the chat and everything. And if you're out there and you're having a problem and you feel like you're, you know, in this rut, or if you're under curses or whatever it may be, suffering from depression, whatever, visit BillBean.net, and you can contact me from there, and we'll be back in touch with you. If it's not me, it'll be my assistant, Melinda. We'll be back in touch with you within 24 hours, and we'll do everything that we can to help. And for anyone that wants to get a copy of the new book, The Connection, same thing, visit BillBean.net. It's right there on the homepage. Click on the book cover and make your order. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, follow my advice. Make God first and try a new path in a new chapter and a new season with a clean slate and move forward, never looking backward. So God bless you guys. God bless everybody out there, and look forward to the next time.
It was great having you on, Bill. It's always great having you on. I know you've opened my eyes regarding this. It's not a subject I think about often, but now you've got me thinking about, well, maybe I need to change my behaviors now. Whenever we have you on, it's always a reminder for me, like, because like I said, it's so easy to it's easy to stay in the funk. And if you continue to do that, nothing's ever going to change, you know, to move forward.
Exactly. It'll only get worse. It won't get better. Yeah, it'll only
exactly.
get worse. It will not get better. So send me, after this show, send me your email. I think I have it, but make sure, send me your email, because I want to send you a PDF of this book right away.
Awesome. That
That'd
sounds
be
great.
Awesome.
Well,
all
thanks
right,
again,
guys.
Bill.
Love and God bless you both. Bye-bye.
Yes,
God bless you,
thank
too.
You. Bye-bye. Thank you for coming on. I know that we have a big time difference, and we just appreciate you staying up for an hour and just being on on with us and spreading the word of not only God, but spreading the word of your experiences and sharing things. So we just appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, Sherry, what do we got going next week?
Well, we're going to have Juan Strickler. So he's going to be back. As you know, Juan Strickler is his forte is cryptozoology. So no telling what new things are going to be coming up with as far as the reports. Like we talked about Mothman. We've talked about the Dogman. There are many creatures out there that, you know, we don't even know. It's just a tip of the iceberg. So we're going to talk about cryptozoology and see what kind of different creatures are out there and what kind of reports that have come in. And Ashley's right out of the Chicago area, so primarily it's back east. So we're looking forward to having Lon next Sunday, and yeah, it's all good. So.
Cool. Sounds exciting. Cryptozoology is always an interesting subject. I have yet to see a strange creature, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist out there.
That is correct.
Well, every time I wake up and look in the mirror.
Well, I don't know, like you said, you have to be very skeptical, but you see all these weird things that come on, like YouTube or, you know, even on the internet, and you just wonder if these are real or not, but who knows? You never know. What's out there, and, you know, you just never know.
Hey, I was looking at the Facebook page, which pretty much you manage, and I saw that video from Area 51 of that alien eating that Subway sandwich. That's pretty groundbreaking evidence right there.
that's not real.
I know.
It's just something to amuse our people that follow us, and like I said, anything that we post or say, it doesn't mean we actually, you know, our thoughts or beliefs. It's just entertainment. So keep an open mind and, you know, take what you need and leave the rest. And if you poo-poo it, that's okay. If it's not, that's okay too. So we just hope that we want to keep our listeners and followers informed and different possibilities that are out there. So, yeah, the alien was quite cool. I thought that was different.
It's a really good mask, and I would love to know where to get that mask, because it's not like one of these cheesy ones where you go to the Halloween store. I mean, it's believable. If somebody was wearing that at night outside the house and looking in my window, I would be freaked out. It's a really good mask, and I want one. I want one bad.
Well, I'll find out, and I'll just go and text you or call you and leave a message if I find out also.
Yeah, let me know.
As a matter of fact, it's very similar to the effect of, I don't know if you folks have seen this, but where you have, it looks like a real dog or cat, these different breeds of dogs. They put the mask on, and it looks exactly like whatever the breed, whether it's a bash hound or German Shepherd or whatever. And this humans try to feed itself with the mask on. Very interesting. It was really funny. I thought that was crazy. I laughed. I really did. It was really cute.
Awesome. Well, all right. Well, we'll see everybody next Sunday, West Coast time. Give us a like on Facebook, Paranormal Horizons on Facebook, and hope everybody has a fantastic, safe week. And with that, unless you have anything else, Sherry, we'll shut her down, and I will end the show with a little promo for Bill Bean that we have, since he was our guest this evening.
Yes, and we want to thank again Bill Bean for coming back. I know he's a very, very busy man, and
super
he helps
busy.
A lot of people, so we really appreciate his time. So anyway, take care, everybody, and, you know, we love you, and peace.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Hi, this is Bill Bean, the spiritual warrior, deliverance minister, exorcist, star of House of the Dead, author of Dark Force. For more info and updates, please visit www.billjbean.com. And if anyone out there is in need of spiritual assistance, I'll stand for you.